Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, Emota, Africa, Omse, the beautiful African, please later, Pasalarona, Tikorahina, Shangolasho, the land is ours. Africa, the struggle continues. And as I pointed out, that we have those amongst the human race that sees or seeks to oppress the black race forever. And what they do, Africa, they pick us up like seeds, one at a time. Because the individual, Africa, you are an insurgency. You are an agent of change, especially with the brain. There are no limits to development of the person, but also with the brain, there are no limits. That's why you find in certain instances, communities of color are being infiltrated, either with drugs, liquor, Ebola. You call it, it happens. And some of these manufactured diseases are designed to keep us off balance. And as you look like Africa, we ourselves don't have the love for one another, especially those who are holding on to power. They simply have not displayed tremendous love for my Africa, tremendous empathy and love for the protection of my Africa. In fact, the individual life of my Africa has been chickened. And as we speak, my Africa, stuff happens, as I always have to say, that sometimes you have, and with the advancement of technology, we are at major risk if we don't develop and remain retarded or underdeveloped. And we have the gifts from Africa. We have the natural gifts from the blessed God that has blessed us, natural creations that to others are sources of power. So, Africa, I'm emphasizing this in the simple sense that the struggle continues. And we are being derailed by picking us one at a time as individuals. And sometimes you target the individual, you kept the whole state. Because essentially what we lack is the capacity and the ability. In fact, we have that. But we need to give thought to that in terms of building structures, in terms of building regulations, in terms of building the laws. And as we pointed out, what is the point of copying other people's laws? And at the end of the day, you play the fool that they expect you to play. That's why I'm raising this issue, because we've pointed out, I'm raising this issue particularly, that we are saying to my Africa, be more Africa first. Be more Africa first. And as we always indicate, that you grow up in a community. You are not an island by yourself, but you are one within the community. And we've had instances where we are living at peace. We are living on the earth. We are living at peace. And if you had a cow, if you had a house or a double house, if you could cook merely, you had the land to plant your food. That's what we had in Africa. And we lived peacefully. In fact, amongst the kings, African kings, their concern, objective, number one concern, was to stop the invasion from those that were trying to occupy the whole land. Not try, occupy the whole land. So the principle here, my Africa, is that be more Africa first. And this is very, very important in the sense that since 1994, we've had liberation structures. The nation was excited. I mean, with the release of the our elder prisoners, the return of the fighters from outside, there was jubilation. And we are positively looking at the future. However, there were fundamental differences in terms of the approach itself, because as Africans, we have pointed out that there are certain things that need to be cleared up, especially the issue of us as Africa being the majority and the owners, rightful owners of the country, and those that invaded us simply as see themselves as guests, if they are willing to subscribe and adhere African majority government. That was our position, Africa. And within terms of the name of the country, we said that the name itself is a fossilized relic of white supremacy and white domination, and that we rejected it, and our name is Azania. We pointed out that, Africa, from start. And we pointed out the issue of establishing a socialist democratic Azania, where the individual confessed, and we will not use dictatorship against anyone. And our principle is we guarantee the individual. We do not distinguish between race because we belong to the human race. And the principle that we fought for is that the return of the land, and that you pledge allegiance to the rule of the African majority. So those were the simple principles that were deviated from, because other folks felt that, no, let's adopt South Africa, the name South Africa. And it's very interesting today that everybody is talking about decolonization of the mind. No, our positive strategy as Africanists is indigenize, majoritize, because we're talking about the principle of ownership, the principle of repossession of what was dispossessed, and the principle of benefiting from the creation that was given to us. Because that's the land of the African majority. That's the continent of the African majority. So, in Africa, we see today that, yes, we do have a democratic system that is allowed. In particular, it did not change the apartheid landscape did not change, but also it was more focused on protecting, giving protection to minority groups. So the issue of racialism multiplied. It's still in place, Africa. And there is no love, there was never love between the races. It was a question of power and ownership. That's it. So, Africa, as I pointed out, that there are problems going on. There are attacks, as we speak, going on at this minute. As we speak. And in preparing for this program, there were technical issues. And you start wondering, what is happening? And I could point out also that as of last week, I had been using a phone that I'm using today that raises very serious questions, because we talked about weaponizing satellites, race, weaponizing radio waves. The technology is right there. They don't have to touch you. You can be hit at a distance. And you have instances where they don't even have to come to your house. They can listen to you, whatever they want, even see through the walls. That's how advanced the situation is. That's why we are saying that in Africa, we cannot underdevelop the individual. Because individual is an insurgency. The individual is an agent of change. You, neglect to develop individuals and run for infrastructure, run for Mercedes Benzes, run for dress. You remember when Parliament used to open, they used to dress like that? When in fact the people went to bed without food. So we are looking for material things, and culturally and in terms of our cultural heritage, we are simply losing it because others have infiltrated our space. Like we're saying that the media communication is critical because that's an agent and instrument of cultural domination or cultural subjugation or cultural protection. And what has happened is that because we allowed other people, technologies, and to come in and stop our own people from developing, if you look, our children don't even speak the languages. They want to speak the Queen's language. So, my Africa, getting to the issue of the rules, regulations, the processes. We have today a government, the majority government. But if you look at the numbers, the members of the ruling party, the governing party, the majority party, are less than 1 million. And we are a population of 55 million and counting. So in terms of guaranteeing the individual according to Africanist principles, the ratio of power, and in terms of our socialist principles, and that we are against dictatorship or totalitarian, the power must be spread. The power must be owned by the people. The people must own the power, just as you own the vote, own the power, so that you begin to legislate, to change the laws, and not be caught up in a sense, not still use the apartheid laws. So remember we pointed out in the past programs, in the past weeks, that our African government used apartheid laws, Righteous Assemblies Act, to charge one amongst us for asking people to go and occupy the land. Righteous Assemblies Act. So you pull out apartheid laws in the drawer. The question is, Mafrika, you as an individual, what have you been doing? Because everybody complains that, okay, there's inequality in terms of economics, there's inequality in terms of poverty, there's inequality in terms of wealth. What about you, Mafrika? You fought for this land. And now it so happens that we have, today as we speak, a chief whip of the opposition party in parliament demanding Africa publicly that no, leadership stand down. The national executive leadership should stand up. And that includes, of course, the president of the party, who happens to be the president of the country. So, Africa, you stand up as a chief whip to say, okay, guys, resign. But you speak first as a member of the party, political party. Because, of course, the political parties are the ones that appoint people to parliament. So whichever way you put it or whichever way you can claim that this is a people's parliament. No, it is a party parliament. It demonstrates that today. That a chief whip of parliament, a person who has been deployed by the party to parliament, can only speak in terms of him being a member of the political and asking the political party leadership to stand up because they failed. And the question is, Mafrika, what about you, the People's Parliament? What about you? Because if anything, yes, the chief whip might have taken an oath of allegiance to the party, political party, but he took the oath of allegiance to the parliament itself. Which one comes first? The People's Parliament or the party? Which one comes first? And the question is, Mafrika, if you are asking the party president, who happens to be the president of the country, to step down from the party, What about Parliament? Because the role of Parliament, the oath of Parliament, first task and duty and obligation is to uphold the oath of office and obedience to the Constitution that you raised your hand as Chief Whip and Member of Parliament. Which one comes first? And you, the people of Africa, were asking, what is your position there? What is your position? Because if they are complaining of... Now, the other point is that we are saying that members of the ruling party are only less than 1 million, and the population is 55 million. Who comes first? That is the question. Who comes first? And if you have grievances, service delivery, you have needs, schools, you have fees must fall. Do you have anybody else to talk to? Because you voted, you gave somebody else the power of your votes. Represent me, take care of me. And it should be the other way around, that representing you there, you are my messenger. You have to deliver this 1, 2, 3 things. If you don't, come back. I'm calling you back. That's how the nation should operate. And the chief whip, the task first was, okay, fine, you can complain internally. Now, the worst thing that he pointed out is that members, they say that they can go to structures, complain to structures. The very the branches, the structures, wrote a letter saying that, Matata, Nabo Mama, step down. Ladies and gentlemen, step down as leaders. That's what the branches said. But if you take that and put it in the drawer, just like you put apartheid laws in the drawer, then you can withdraw them out at a certain time. If the party is factionalized, its fight cannot listen to its own members and structures, what about the People's Parliament? What about our government? That's why we're in shambles, my African. We are raising this issue because why? Your security, your safety security, in terms of even calling, is it 1-111? There's no way that somebody can come. If you fall in the street, there's no way that an ambulance can pick you up. Even if you get to the hospital, there's no way, surety, that you will get medication, attendance. You'll be lying there, and if they pick you, they'll pick you up tomorrow. And if you see a doctor, you'll see a doctor after 48 hours, 2 days maybe. Because people die waiting in line to be seen by the doctor. So what about our health security? What about, to simply say that, look, the budget has to give us free education. And let's look at the universities, the chancellors, the administrators and whatnot. The issue of the fees, you cannot deal with that. Your government has to deal with that. And the police. The police have been set up. You just shot a young kid 16 times, rubber bullets in the back, nearly destroyed the spine. You have been put against your own people. Because what? Fees must fall. Both of you have rights. Both if you take parliament, you send a representative to the police. The police send their representatives. The kids, the students send their representatives. Something must be worked out 24-48. They mustn't come out of parliament until they come up with the resolution. Then they can send that to the executive and say, executive, sign this. And if the executive refuses, just like now, we have a situation of malfeasance, corruption, court decisions, court judgments, and nothing is happening because why? We have no parliament. We are forsaking the parliament. Give our power away. So the question is, my Africa, to you, what do you do next? And to those who are in parliament, so-called, because if there's a rift, the branches said that the leadership must stand up. Must stand down. You in parliament, what are you doing? You have the power. You have the power to change the executive. You can tomorrow save us the pain and the torment. Those in parliament, first, adopt a secret vote. tell your speaker that no, from now on, voting is secret. Second, initiate a motion of no confidence. Not from the opposition. You can, if you don't want to be seen to be voting for the opposition, initiate your own motion of no confidence, or let one African party initiate a motion. Do it as the majority Africans. Get a motion of no confidence. Remove these guys. Remove the malfeasance. We are not against the person. We are against the bad deeds, the corruption. It's easy. You can save us the pain and appoint somebody else as a leader of the country. That's it. The reason why one is pointing this out is that we have reached a cul-de-sac. Now, if you have a whole minister of finance charged for fraud, charged with the crime of fraud and theft, and what he did simply was an administrative task that he did not do by himself. Even the tax agency, the tax man, one of the legal people wrote and said, no, you can do it because it's allowed. And you've had more than 3,000 workers that took early retirement. Now, the commissioner that did that, according to legal advice, it was written. And it turns out that the highest most police agency, the superior, the most super, the best supposed to be in the country, is charging the Minister of Finance, former commissioner, with a crime for letting a worker to get early retirement and be contracted back. That has happened with 3,000, 4,000. Now, what has happened? Now, it was discovered that amongst the affidavits that the civil society put to court challenging this fraud case, that it has no legal basis, it has no ground. This charge is just a way to get rid of the finance minister, which is a fact. They had time to get rid of him. And if we see such things, how much can we allow the malfeasance, those, because they're going to oppose it, telling you that we didn't do it. And the other fact is that this involves our brethren, members of parliament, one who said that he was intimidated, told that we will get rid of you, and they did, because why? They wanted money to launch a newspaper. The other one, a sitting deputy minister, saying that I was offered 600,000 rand, a bribe, to take the position of minister. And now it's all over the papers that everybody else knew. These foreigners, they knew. These naturalized citizens, they knew. Man, crooks are crooks all the time. Once a crook, always a crook. But why are you allow these crooks to go closer to the executive? To a center of power. That's why we are saying that. Once they want to eliminate us, they go for the individuals. Once they want to rule us, they go for the individuals. Because we have let that happen. And I was always disappointed that we are so much involved in prior 1994. It was emotional struggle, the thing of the heart, where we were just fighting, gives our lives, those amongst us sacrificed. Emotional, it was hard. We did not plan for the processes. We did not plan. We are talking about it, but we never planned. And at the time, we got outwitted. And we are suffering the consequences today. So we are saying to those in parliament, our brethren, if you are among the people that signed, amongst the members of the majority party, that signed the letter to say, okay, Maren, Fuloham, get down. Step down. You did it. It cannot be a secret, because why? You are in Africa first. Your allegiance is to country. Your allegiance is to our liberation and liberty. And Africa, you cannot play party politics when, in fact, the party politics are being used. The demon of the party, the party bosses are using that to advance malfeasance and corruption, undermine your own security and the security of the nation. So we are talking about you, Africa, having allegiance to Africa first. Be the son of the soil, be the daughter of the soil first, before you become a party member. You owe allegiance to the party because processes, yes, ideologies and principles are there, but sometimes these get corrupted. So the call on you, my Africa, those of the opposition party or majority party in parliament, those that have signed the letter for the leadership to stand up, separate the autonomy of the parliament for change. Take back the people's parliament while we are planning to get a much more broader participation in terms of the constituent elections, because the people must elect leaders to parliamentarians. The people and communities should elect representatives to parliament, not the party. We've seen it. It doesn't work. The country gets infiltrated. So for the security of the country, for the security of the Africa, for the security of communities, for the security of the nation, because if the executive can be taken over by individuals, thugs and crooks from elsewhere that became naturalized citizens, huh? What about the whole, what other controls, or what else don't we control? Now, other folks are saying that, no, these people were going to disrupt colonialism, monopoly capital. Oh, yeah? We spoke about that prior to 1994. The same people that are part of the civil society, they were policymakers in terms of allowing the apartheid bloody loot to be expatriated to London. Look, they've taken most of the money out. And what is remaining, and what they did was they split their companies, the mining companies, the one that's local, the one that's overseas, that they own. And they took some of the political elite, some of them who are in the civil society, to lead the local companies. So these guys are set. They're set. And to the great extent, they are more worried about protecting their own security. You understand what I'm saying? Because they got the bribery from the apartheid leaders. So their concern is to protect their own security. But you, my Africa in Parliament, you represent, look, be MO Africa first. MO Africa first before you become a party member, loyalist. Be a son and daughter of the soil before you become before a party loyalist. And it's so much a party, it is hegemony to, you know, don't be an obedient servant to party bosses. An adherent and an obedient servant to a servant to principle, honesty, truth, and morality. As you say in Africa, high morality, high morality, high discipline. Thanks, my Africa, for the privilege of talking to you, and thanks for the privilege of listening. As you say that, my Africa, in terms of technology, I managed to put this together somehow because the system just collapsed. And there are instances that were saying that the week passed. I was using a phone that I'm using now, and my head began to spin. And I've never tested. I tested because everything else broke down. And again, my Africa, I'm pointing out that we are being attacked, picked up as seeds, harvested one at a time, because they know that the individual is critical. The individual is a very potent agency. And your brain, Africa, is key, because that's why you get, what do you get? Nyaope, crack. You get all sorts of things, liquor. And some of these opiates and what, we need to stop. Keep our people sober as much as possible so that they work 24, 48 hours without stop. Africa, thanks for the privilege of listening. Thanks for the privilege of talking to you. Easy later.